Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. Our special guest today is the president of Leo Strategies. Please welcome online Mr. Tom Bobrowski. Tom!
Glenn!
Tom!
Great to be here again, Glenn. I appreciate you having me in.
We are privileged to have you here in so many ways, not least of which is what you do for the Tampa Bay community and the way that you're involved, your heart's passion, your life's work. Just briefly, Tom, give the beautiful humans an idea of what Leo Strategies is all about.
Well, you know, when I retired from law enforcement, I did 25 years and a little bit more in law enforcement. I decided that I was going to continue my goal of protecting families, protecting people. And so Leo Strategies was kind of my way of having a one-stop kind of a shopping for anything safety or security related in the Tampa Bay area. And my goal, of course, is to keep families and individuals safe. So with that being said, anything that you can think of that you need for your personal safety, your home safety, safety for your business, I can definitely offer you some help with that area.
And also emotional or mental safety for couples or for spouses who may think that there might be something awry within their relationship.
Sure. And the whole private investigative side of the company is geared towards providing people with the answers that they're looking for. There's really no use in guessing or staying up late at night wondering what's going on. We have the ability to find out the answers that you need. And, of course, you know, I highly suggest that, you know, life is too short to wonder. You can always find out the answers. It may not be very comfortable or it may not be the answers you're looking for, but we can help you find those, the details that you're looking for in the problems that you're facing.
This is Glenn Klein Online. Our guest is Tom Bobrowski of Leo Strategies. At the recording of this interview, Tom, we have a very much developing scandal at Penn State University with Joe Paterno as the head coach, the former assistant coach at Penn State being accused of child molestation and child abuse. Apparently, there was some knowledge by Coach Paterno and the president of the university about Jerry Sandusky and what he was doing with his foundation and charity to help underprivileged and at-risk young men and boys. And I would be remiss not to bring this up because regardless of when you folks are listening to this interview, this is germane. Because we talk about safety and about Tom's dedication to the safety of our community, the worst thing other than seeing a child die has to be if one of your children is abused or molested. And we have a situation here where apparently, of course, it hasn't yet, as the recording of this program, it has not yet played out in the courts. But what we try to do is use these things that are in the news to teach the folks that are listening what they can do and how they can equip themselves. It's got to be disconcerting for any adult who is a parent that has a child in the care of an adult, the potential of what can happen, especially a male adult. And so my question to you, Tom, is, what precautions can parents take with putting their young people in the care of adults who should be, of course, having the children's best interests at heart, but sometimes do not?
Well, that's a difficult question, Glenn. And bottom line, the most important thing is know where you're sending your child before you actually let them go. So, you know, in the age of technology and the internet and all the tools that we have to our benefit, if you have any concerns at all, then the quickest thing to do is to do a background check of the person before you send them. And I'm not talking about, you know, when your kid's going to college or anything like that, because it's very difficult. You really have so much faith in the institution or the system that a lot of times that gets a little bit daunting. But, if there's any concerns at all, any questions at all, the biggest indicator that there's a problem is, of course, any change in behavior of the child, any change in behavior of the person that, you're caring for. And, you can absolutely, contact us or contact, a wide variety of services for finding out a little bit more about somebody before you actually send your child out to them. But again, the key indicator is going to be when that child gets home or when there's any kind of change in behavior of the child, that's what you key on. Of course, we're all animals. I mean, human beings are animals, and if we see some danger, if we see anything that doesn't seem right, we're going to pick up on it, and you should pay attention to your instincts.
Yes,
of course.
I think that is an outstanding point. Do not ignore your own instincts, folks, and what you see, hear, feel. And Tom Probowski is an expert in this area. His website is linked on our website. Just go to our links pages or just go to leo-strategies.com and you can contact Tom directly. You answer your phone, don't you, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. I always answer my phone, especially when I think it's my wife calling.
good point. and point well taken. For those of you guys who have listened to, the webcast in the past, you know that I used to own and operate a summer camp for boys. And, of course, we hired many, many staff people to live. It's a residence camp in northern Wisconsin. And when I was 9 years old, Tom, I was physically abused by my camp counselor. Now, this was in 1969, so, I'm old. But just to tell you how things have changed or should have changed, I came home from summer camp with bruises up and down my body that were not visible unless you took my clothes off. But I showed my folks when I got home because it happened relatively late in the summer, and I had bruises up and down my body, and I told my parents what had happened to me. It was sexual abuse. And my parents did not do a damn thing. They poo-pooed it. They swept it under the carpet. They never even made a phone call to the camp director. And I think that when a young person comes to an adult or a person that is in the position of responsibility, if especially in 2012 or 2011 as this is recorded, but you guys might be listening to it way beyond 2011, 2012, 2013. Once it's out on the internet, it's out. If a young person comes to somebody, Tom, and shows them or says to them, the adult in that situation ought to take that situation extremely seriously. Or if, as you say, that animal instinct kicks in and you sense danger or you sense problems, people should take those clues extremely seriously.
Absolutely. And, I hate hearing stories like that, and I know that the stories that we don't hear, far outnumber the stories that we do hear. But, any parent or any person that's in any kind of custodial situation with a child that ignores, injuries or stories is really they have no business taking care of the child. Because, I understand that, we have a lot of situations where children will make up stories to try to get attention.
Whoa. Do we have, now I just heard what you said.
Sure.
But I want to underline it. Do we have a lot of situations where children literally make up stories? This is very important, folks.
I believe that we have a lot of situations where children will embellish or tell things to their parents or caregivers in order to get attention. And a lot of times with the way that society is kind of focused on certain areas, children will focus on certain things to try to get the most attention. But it doesn't matter what kind of a scenario we're talking about here. You have a duty and a responsibility to make sure that you're doing the absolute best things for the interest of that child. And, you know, you may not believe it. It's like my son tells me all the time, hey, Dad, I did my homework. And I have to go back and check because, unfortunately, my son has told me in the past that he's done his homework and I found out he hasn't. So even though I want to believe that he's done his homework, I still have to check.
Yeah, but there's one thing for a child to tell their parents that they have done their homework and have not. Do you, with your extensive experience, have you seen a lot of cases where children will not just embellish, but make up the fact that an adult has physically or emotionally assaulted them when it has not happened?
I hate to say this, but yes, I have. And usually it's not with the younger children, it's with the older children as they're approaching, the adulthood.
Right, at that age, they understand the significance and the potential harm that could do to the adult that, for whatever reason, they're targeting. How do you decipher between a made-up story and something that's real? What's your experience say?
You have to look into it. You can't just dismiss it. And we've talked about the internet and how much has changed our lives. Most of the time, there's something out there available, and I'm talking text messages, I'm talking Facebook posts, MySpace pictures, things that you can easily get access to that can help you determine whether or not something that they're saying is true or false. But then again, we should know our children as parents, especially not just parents, but people that have daily influences on kids' lives. They should know the people that they're dealing with. And you may have an instinct that, you know, they may not be telling the truth 100%, but you're going to know one way or another pretty quickly if they're being honest or they're not.
Well, if you are questioning at all what your situation is, folks, call Tom. Email Tom. Tom Bobrowski at Leo Strategies. The website is leo-strategies.com. It's interesting that we have kind of evolved this conversation to the child because we know kids lie.
Oh, sure.
That's what kids do.
And I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things that we're just now getting into, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. This is something that's evolving right now. But, you know, Leo Strategies is going to offer drug testing for parents. And when I say drug testing, we're going to offer confidential services where we'll go out to the home. We'll actually test surfaces. We'll test areas in the home where the child has access to and be able to determine whether or not they have had contact with not just illicit drugs, but some types of pain medications as well.
Oh, when you said that we were going to drug test for parents, I thought that you meant that literally you were going to drug test parents.
Well, we can do that as well.
But you're talking actually about parents being concerned about their children who may or may not be using drugs, that you can go out there and without the parent having to confront the child, you can get pretty much proof positive, assuming that a friend didn't bring it in or an acquaintance didn't bring it in, if that child is involved and literally physically handling drugs, even pharmaceuticals.
Exactly. And, you know, I've heard all these urban myths about, you know, you go to an ATM machine and you take out $20 and if that $20 bill is tested, it's going to have cocaine residue on it. I'm not going to doubt that because I know that powder cocaine is still a very prolific substance in our society.
Wait. You're telling me that people like roll up $20 bills and use it for cocaine use?
That's what I'm saying.
I did not know that.
Well, you know, most people now, if they're going to use drugs, they're going to try to find some way to do it where it's not as obvious to the police as it would have been if you know, getting the 3-foot bong and having it in the backseat of your car, that's pretty obvious to law enforcement if you get stopped.
That's old school.
That is old school. And people are becoming very creative in the way that they use drugs. But, you know, the $20 bill or the $100 bill is definitely not a new phenomenon. I mean, that's been around since Scarface. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. But the good thing is that we're going to be able to go out and give the parents a little more information before they have that confrontation or that discussion
child. So let's say even maybe a parent has confronted their child or not, but they're suspicious. What should that parent do?
They should call us. One of the other things that I offer that, you know, is going to be so beneficial to families is I can teach them how to notice the signs of drug impairment. So you know, it doesn't matter if they're smoking some of the synthetic marijuana or if they're using real marijuana. A lot of the indicators are going to be there. They're going to be the same. So I can come in and I can actually give parents that information so that when they, when the child comes home or when they're having conversations with the child, they're going to be able to notice some of the key signs, the key medical indicators that somebody may be impaired by illegal substances. And aside from the drug testing component by itself, that information is going to be very helpful.
All right, so we've already said you can contact Tom at leo-strategies.com. The link is right on the glennkleinonline.com webpage. Tom, what is your phone number? Would people call you directly?
Sure, it's area code 813-758-8763. That's the only number for me. We do have a 1-800 number that's on the website. Forgive me, I have not remembered that phone number, but that's the local number for me, and I answer it. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is.
All right, repeat that number one more time.
Area code 813-758-8763.
I feel safer already, just having been in your presence again and talked to you and have you get this information out. People should utilize the service that is available right here in Tampa Bay.
Well, I can't agree more. It doesn't matter if it's from me or from anybody else that has some expertise in the matter. You really do have to rely on some of the resources that are available to you. And especially when it comes to your children. You know, you don't want to have to assume all the time that something's going on. You can absolutely find out the truth.
I am so fascinated by your experience and you as a person. I cannot wait to speak with you again. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Glenn. It's always a pleasure, sir.
That is Tom Hrabowski, the president of Leo Strategies. Check it out at leo-strategies.com. And you guys know that you're going to need some help at some point, so keep the website and the phone number on hand. And until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!